At the center of a vibrant blue background with a pattern like a sunburst, a silhouette resembling Mickey Mouse is revealed to be that of Homer Simpson with two donuts for ears. He takes a bite out of one. Disney welcomes The Simpsons, Maggie Simpson in Playdate with Destiny. In Marge's station wagon, Maggie sits behind her own play wheel as Marge turns into the not responsible for injuries park. Marge sets Maggie down on the playground and sits on a bench to read her book, You're Doing Everything Wrong. As Maggie plays in front of a slide, a boy comes down it and a hand yanks her away just in time. Maggie looks up at her rescuer, a toddler boy with a curl of hair hanging down his forehead. She gives him her bow, which he wears like a bow tie. She pulls down her collar to reveal her name written on the inside. The boy lifts his shirt to show his name, Hudson, written on the waistband of his underwear. Now they sit on horse-shaped spring riders. In a fantasy, Maggie and Hudson ride real horses, then have a picnic. As they sip from glasses, the view gives way to them drinking from the lip of a water fountain. In the fantasy, they overlook a seaside city, while in reality, they look out over the playground. Later, as Hudson removes his hands from his eyes, Maggie breaks into laughter. She does the same, but when she uncovers her eyes, Hudson is gone. She sees him in the passenger seat of a car, and he gives her a little salute. Maggie smiles. That night, Maggie holds open the book, Night Night Moon, then switches off her book light and shuts her eyes. Pages of the book fill the view and show a cow eating cereal as Maggie sleeps in a nearby crib. The cow's head becomes Hudson's head, which replaces nearly everything in the room. As Maggie jolts awake from her dream, she spits out her pacifier, then smiles sweetly. The next day, Maggie chooses between butterfly and bear-printed diapers, then steps through a cloud of 98% asbestos-free baby powder. She dabs a drop of milk behind her ears. Now, she waits in the station wagon, tapping her fingers impatiently on her car seat. She checks her reflection in a mirror, wiping a splotch from her cheek. She does a double take as her dad gets behind the wheel. Backing over the curb, he drives away from the house. As Homer passes the not responsible for injuries park, Maggie points back at it and turns her play wheel. Her dad pulls into a park with a sign that reads Broken Ankle Park, ages 8 to Juvie. Leaving Maggie on a patch of grass, Homer heads straight to a food truck. Maggie looks out over the skate park and sets off, walking between kids on a swing set and under a seesaw. As Nelson rides up a halfpipe, Maggie steals his skateboard and flies up the other side. High in the air, she catches sight of Hudson looking around in the other park. Maggie waves her arms frantically, but Homer grabs her. She smashes his burrito into his face. At home, Maggie takes the top off her bottle and chugs its contents. Later, she shows a sketch of Hudson to a toy police officer, then repeatedly presses a button on an alphabet toy.
Why?
In the morning, Maggie's wide eyes twitch, her hair frazzled and her arms bent awkwardly. Marge comes in and smooths her baby's hair and wipes her face. Smiling happily, Maggie reaches for her mom, but Homer picks her up instead. Now, Maggie scowls as they drive past the not responsible for injuries park. She grabs the wheel and turns them around. Homer relaxes as Maggie steers them into a parking spot. Spotting Hudson heading for a small train, Maggie hops onto the boy from the slide in his stroller, which launches her onto the playground. As the train starts to move, Maggie runs through a crowd, then plows straight through a birthday cake, shaking a cupcake off her foot without stopping. The train pulls away from the station. Hudson's face lights up as he sees Maggie rushing along the platform. He runs to the back of the train but can't reach her. He extends her bow and Maggie grabs on. The bow stretches, slipping from Hudson's grasp. The distance grows between them, but Maggie continues running as the train rolls away. Once it's gone, she slows and puts her bow back in her hair before sitting down next to the train tracks. The view widens to reveal the train coming back around on its short route. She grins. Suddenly, Hudson grabs her and pulls her onto the front of the train as it glides along the tracks. Lips puckered, Maggie and Hudson lean toward each other, then each place a pacifier in the other's mouth. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, voiced by Mike DeBonis.